on the line now have Catherine Corkery, Project Coordinator with the Smile Resource Exchange. Good morning to you, Catherine.
Good morning, Noel.
Okay, give us a little bit of background to the Smile Resource Exchange, because as far as I know, it's going about 7 or 8 years.
That's correct, Noel. So basically, Smile is a free service for businesses, and it provides a platform for businesses to connect and identify synergies where a waste in one business could actually be a raw material in another business. So it's a bit like one business's trash is another's treasure. We started out in 2010 down in Cork, and from there we expanded into Limerick, Clare, Kerry, then into Dublin, and then we became a national programme for all the businesses across Ireland.
It's like an online car boot sale, I think, is it?
It is, yeah. So basically we have a website, smileexchange.ie, and businesses can register on there for free, because it's a programme funded by the EPA, the local enterprise offices and the waste regions and the local authorities. So it's provided free for businesses so that they can, I suppose, register on the website for free, upload any offers of wants or offers where they might have waste in their business and they want to see it reused. So I suppose what we do is we kind of are trying to get businesses to reassess what waste streams they have in their business, so to see if they can save money on disposal costs and also save money on buying in raw materials as well.
Is it an Irish initiative?
Smile is completely Irish, but there are other programmes, European programmes. There's one in the UK and in Northern Ireland, International Synergies, and then there is other ones in Europe, which I suppose we've learned from best practice from them as well, so we're always kind of learning as well.
And you yourself and your partner, you set this up yourself in what was it, 2010?
Yeah, so it's run by Macroom Enterprise Centre, so it was established here by the team here, and so I suppose it happened from another website that we used to run, and we spoke to the business members on that website to see how they would like to connect with each other and what they'd like to do. So we actually initially ran events where businesses met up with each other and they met face to face. We called it a bit like speed dating, for business and resource exchange. And so that was a great platform for businesses to initially connect. And then I suppose we moved on from there and we introduced a new model of where we now have technical support consultants. So we have environmental consultants who are available to visit businesses and walk them through their wastes and the potential within their wastes, and then help them with any legislation that they might need to see that waste being reused.
Yeah, it's absolutely a great idea, because I know that's in sort of electrical thing. It goes without saying that a lot of that is recyclable, with a lot of people for parts and all like that, or cars or whatever like that. Is there anything unusual that has come up over the years that you said, oh God, we didn't know that could be used again or whatever, you know, the way some of the plastic that's going on now?
Yeah, it's amazing actually what can be reused. You know, you think something is of absolutely no value to anybody, and you know, we all put a lot of things into our waste bins, and you know, there's potential in a lot of it. I suppose waste glass would be one thing that is actually being reused now into eco-construction products. So it's the ground down glass, and it's added to cement and things like that for construction products.
Wow.
We'd have things like AstroTurf. So there was a company in Clare that were redoing a pitch, and all the AstroTurf was being redone because it wasn't up to standard for them. So we actually found other businesses that actually reused that AstroTurf. There was things like outdoor pursuit centres where they, you know, used it up against the water and in the playgrounds and things like that, and it was perfect quality for their reuse. Other things could be powder paint is another good example as well, where you sprayed powder paint where you're in a clean room environment and the surplus overspray powder paint falls to the ground, and then it's collected. And other businesses who don't need a clean room environment have been reusing that, say, for painting gates and things like that. So, you know, it's endless, really, what can be reused.
It's everything, everything that anyone can think of. And I suppose, as I said, it's evolved over the 8 years that you've been in business. And curiously, I suppose, well, I'll give up the website. It's smileexchange.ie. I suppose it's mainly aimed at businesses, of course, but a lot of people have stuff at home as well. And if they look up your website, would they be able to get involved and say, well, look, I have all this, whatever it may be, lying in my garage for years. I think it could be useful to your business. Is that access there for them?
No, we're just business.
Purely business, okay.
Yeah, but there are other options out there. There's Free Trade Ireland or, you know, the dundeal.ie and things like that. Mm-hmm. So there are other options. We're just business to business.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the more people coming on board, I'm sure, over the time as the word gets around.
Exactly, yeah. So now at present we have over 1,600 members, and I suppose the more members that we have, the better, because, you know, the more people that are engaged, the more chance there is of a synergy taking place or a correct match.
Yeah, and the EPA, the Environment Protection Agency, is on board with you as well, because, I mean, anything that can help the environment is always welcome. What about the government?
Well, I suppose the funding that comes from the EPA actually comes from the government,
okay,
as well. So, you know, industrial symbiosis, which is what SMILE is all part of government's plans as well. Like, there's the circular economy package. So we're all trying to move from a linear economy where we take, make, use and dispose to take, make, use and reuse.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's the circular economy package is a European and governmental package. So we're all striving to achieve those targets as well. So SMILE is kind of under that remit as well.
And I suppose, you're going all over the country. It's not quite countrywide yet, but I'd say it will be in no time at all, the more time goes on.
We're open to businesses all over Ireland at present. So we're looking for members from all over Ireland, really, at the moment.
I know, but you mentioned at the beginning, you just mentioned a few counties, and you were saying, like, Dublin's come on board. I was just wondering, some of them that, you know, will come on board eventually, and where it will be countrywide. You are open for them, but is everyone taking part from each county? That's,
yeah,
what I mean.
We'd have, obviously, some counties have a larger membership than others, like the counties that I mentioned, which we started in first. They would definitely have a larger membership. But we have members, it might be very small, in all counties, but, you know, the...
You have to have an industry to have members as well. There's a lot of counties wouldn't have a big
that's
industry.
That's very true.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very true. And we recently accessed the database of number of businesses per county, so that's interesting to see as well the different memberships and the different businesses per county. So it's yeah, you're dead right. It's very interesting.
Yeah, so maybe when some of the people call out for the ministers to put more industry into some of the counties, this would help in all sorts of ways, in the environment as well, as giving work to people that live in the area. So there's all sorts of connotations that could come up from these things.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, it's been a great pleasure talking to you, Catherine, and congratulations on your partner. It's really, really terrific, and continued success with it. That's all I can say, and it looks like that's the way it's going to go as well.
That's great. Thanks, Noel. Thanks very much for having me on today.
Okay, thank you. You got everything in there you needed to?
I did, yes.
All the information.
Thank you.
Okay, and it's smileexchange.ie. Thank you very much, Catherine.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. And that's Catherine Corkery, and she's a project coordinator with Smile Resource Exchange. And it's really, really terrific to see things like that taking off. It really is.